This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Mitt Romney could accept the GOP nomination for president as early as Monday. It is the first day of the Republican National Convention. It'll be a big day for the governor. Childhood dream come true, political aspirations realized, and millions of dollars finally unleashed for spending in the general election. The delay is part of federal election law. For his part, President Obama must also wait until he officially accepts the Democratic Party nomination. Sabri Benishour reports from our Washington Bureau.
Steve Ansola-Behar teaches government at Harvard. He says if you think you've seen enough political ads already, just wait.
We're going to see much more campaign advertising so that the candidates can try to persuade those wavering voters.
And Bill Allison with the Sunlight Foundation says get ready for a legion of door knockers and data miners, too.
They have to worry about getting voters to the polls, and they have canvassing operations, and they also have incredible data crunching operations. You know, they buy all kinds of consumer and other data.
But that's all par for the course. This year is different, not necessarily in what the candidates spend on, but how much they'll spend.
For the first time since 1972, both major party nominees are operating outside the public financing system for the general election.
Michael Toner is a partner at Wiley Ryan and used to chair the FEC.
So both candidates now will be able to raise as much money as they can.
You know how many fundraising events for his campaign Ronald Reagan went to in 1984?
Zero fundraising events. A very different era.
It's easier to raise more money in 2012, too. Contribution limits have gone up. They're indexed to inflation now. And all those pleas for cash from the candidates are now on top of the hundreds of millions that like-minded super PACs have been raising. So when the post-convention floodgates open, we're looking at an estimated combined $2.5 billion in spending by November. But to put that in perspective, Americans spent $7 billion on potato chips last year. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.